Welcome back to Dasakim of the Parsha. Parsha Svayelech features a harsh pasuk foreshadowing future tragedy at Klal Yisrael. It's not a unique pasuk in that regard in Parsha Svayelech or even Sefer Devarim. We have a lot of psukim of tochacha, of rebuke and admonition and warning about what's going to happen in the future of Klal Yisrael. But this one particularly dark and harsh pasuk, at least on the surface, that I want to point out. It's in Parak Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yud Zayin, and it speaks of a theme that we see mentioned a couple of times in Vayelech next week in Hazino as well. Pasuk says, "V'chara api vo vayomahu," that Hashem says, "My anger is going to burn on that day." "V'azav tim," and I'm going to leave Klal Yisrael. "V'starti fanai mehem," which means I'm going to hide my face from them. There's going to be this hastara, this hester panim, a hiding of the face. And from that, v'hoya le'echol, they're going to be consumed, umutsu'u, ra'os, rabos, v'tsaros, and these like great and oppressive evils are going to, you know, find them. And they're going to realize that it's, you know, because ki'en elokai bekirbi, because Hashem is not with me, Hashem is not with us right now, that all these evils will befall us. And this lashon of hastar comes up in the next pasuk as well. Vanochi hastera astir panai, and the Das Kanim actually over there just mentions that this is as the Gemara in Chulin says, a remez to Esther in the Torah, hastera astir. It's the lashon of Esther, and we also have this hastar mentioned in Hazinu. And the question is, how are we supposed to get up from this? You know, there are a lot of punishments and rebukes that we get, but this idea of Hashem turning away from us. You know, it's one thing when a parent punishes the child, but sometimes it's even worse is where the parent just ignores the child, turns away, says, "I don't even want to deal with you." The question is, how are we supposed to pick ourselves back up? If Hashem has turned away from us, how are we supposed to back into His favor and just for ourselves to be able to move on? So the Das Kanim here actually has a very interesting, seems like a Chassidish pshat in this pasuk, something that was a bit surprising. But I just want to say over here, "V'starti panai mehem, zehu derech chiba." This is out of love. Hashem is turning away out of love. Okay, how do you get that? You get turning away out of love. The Tzadikim continues, "Ka'odam shechata lo b'no." It's like somebody who has a son that sins. "Va'omer l'rabo l'halkoso," and he tells the teacher of the student, you know, to hit the kid if the kid misbehaves. And now talking about the generation 700, 800 years ago of the Das Kanim, commenting on a Torah that's 3,500 years old, where teachers would hit students as part of the chinuch. So it says that the parent tells the teacher to hit the kid. But what happens? V'hu ino yochel iros b'tzara b'no. But he himself is not able to see the oppression of his son, Sharachamavalov, because he has so much mercy on him and pity on him, Rachmanos, Umaster Panov Shalo Yire Bahakas Bano. So he turns away because he doesn't want to see his son being hit. And amazingly, this is how the Das Kanim understands this pasuk. When Hashem says, "I'm going to turn away from them," it's not, "I can't bear to look at you, I can't stand you, I can't take you anymore, I'm ignoring you." But it's, I have to have you punished. You need to be punished because you did something wrong, but I can't bear to watch you suffer. So I have to kaviyachol turn away, says Hashem. And this is really an incredible perspective because it really changes the understanding of this Hester Panim. Hester Panim is out of love. And that makes us realize that when we're being punished and when we're being afflicted, that imo anochi betzara, that Hashem is also in pain from that. And when that's the case, then you realize, you know, sometimes you forget that, you know, we're all supposed to be on the same side. You know, if a cop gives you a ticket for speeding or being on your phone, and, you know, you kind of feel like you're at war with the cop and he's an enemy of mine. But the truth is that he's totally on your side. I mean, hopefully, right? If it's a good cop, he's totally on your side because he wants to keep the roads safe. And you also want the roads to be safe. And you would like for him to pull over somebody else who's speeding or on the phone. It's just that you're caught up in you're a baal din of negios. And therefore you feel like he's against you. But you have to remember that really in theory, the cop is on your side. And this comment of the Das Kanim reminds us that. That's, you know, so when Hashem is it seems to be against us and is punishing us, but to be mindful that he loves us so much and he only turns away because it hurts him so much to see us in pain, we remember that we're really on Hashem's side. And when we remember that we're on Hashem's side and Hashem's turning away because of chiba, because of love, so it makes it easier for us to turn back to him. And the answer of how we're going to turn back is, as the Pesukim continue to say, it's about Shiras Hazin, having the Shira in their mouths, being aware of the pitfalls, being aware of the future, of the patterns that Klal Yisrael will experience. But we have to remember that Hashem is on our side, and the Hester Panim is out of love. With that in mind, hopefully we'll be able to do a Shuvah Shalema. Have a beautiful Shabbat Shuvah.